work globally as a speaker, retreat facilitator, medium, and mentor. My mission is to awaken and realign you back to your magnificence, your power, and infinite potential. As the founder of the Rise with Love philosophy, I'm honored to share wisdom that will create the expansion of joy, abundance, love, and freedom to flow into your life. If you're ready, I want to hear you say yes, because the most wonderful things will unfold for you when you embark on the journey to rise with love. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to a brand new episode. How amazing does it feel to align with an enlightened path? Things might seem clearer, things will make more sense, and you might feel the most empowered you've ever felt. The wonderful thing is that you will see yourself, how the universe and your divine creator sees you, and that is with absolute unconditional love. I know you'll be experiencing much healing as you rise with love. You'll be deprogramming your thinking and habits that have not served you, making room for thinking and habits of expansion. Let me remind you that your existence derives from an abundant and infinite universe. You came here to experience into physical manifestation all of which you are, and that is love, abundance, joy, peace, and freedom. I'm so proud of you for being here and showing up with this longing in your life to be all that you came here to be. You are a beautiful divine being filled with infinite potential and possibilities. Let your imagination be your inspiration for what you can create for yourself and others. When you tune into the frequency of love, you ultimately are tuned into the frequency of the universe. And with that, I want to start off by saying that there is so much love here for you. And I mean this from myself, the collective consciousness that is also rising with love, and the universe. I want you to allow and welcome all the good that is trying to enter your life and be experienced as you. You are the perfect vessel for love, and you have your own uniqueness that is needed in the world. You chose this lifetime for a reason, and when you understand what your soul's mission and purpose is, then you can be in alignment with the abundance of the universe. Not understanding what your soul's purpose is like asking you to drive your car at night without any headlights on. And yes, everyone has a purpose here on Earth, even you. It is my understanding that no one comes to Earth purposeless. There is always something within you that has come here to add some sort of value to the world. Often we might think that our life purpose has to be global, that you have to be famous or known, and that simply isn't so. Your soul's mission and purpose can be a very personal one. It can be within your family, your community, and so on. I'll explore that with you more soon, but I want you to understand that your life is very important and significant to the collective consciousness that is mankind. That you are an absolute gift to humanity, and we are so blessed that you are here. I've spent 2 decades of my life not wanting to be here. I used to believe that no one would notice if I would be gone, and that I didn't have anything to offer the world. I was in so much pain. I was numb. I'd been told for so long that I was useless, that I was stupid, and that I wouldn't amount to anything. So please know that I can truly understand if that is where you are, or if you face the dark cloud and you can't see that you have a purpose. I owe so much gratitude to my spiritual team for holding me during those 2 decades, for allowing me to experience that deep pain, and for holding space for me to heal. I had to do the work. I had to completely strip myself bare of everyone's projections of me to uncover my own greatness. For no one else's opinion of me matters. And now I am strong, I am wise, I am powerful, and I lead by example of what it means to rise with love. I know what it's like to feel like you don't belong and that you have nothing to offer. And I believe that is because your purpose is going to be massively transformative to humanity. I don't feel I would be as passionate as I am to truly assist humanity and be of service if I hadn't experienced those 2 decades of not wanting to be here. I appreciate how precious life is, that you have to make each day count and that every single one of us belongs here. Earth is the perfect school and playground for us, and even though I believe we derive from an abundant universe, I do believe that you have to experience the contrast of abundance to truly start seeking the abundance which is available to each of us. The thing with abundance is that it's non-prejudice. What's available to me is exactly the same as what is available to you and available to each of us. Abundance is abundance. And there are many parts of ourselves that have to be healed to receive that abundance with absolute ease and flow. This is why understanding and being aligned with your soul's purpose creates the opportunity for you to receive the abundance to flow, for that is how you chose to experience the abundant universe in which you come from in this physical life. I know that my purpose is to awaken people to their magnificence, to connect them to their power, and to let them rise to their infinite potential. I was given the heightened ability to interpret energy, the spirit world, and the universe to help humanity to rise with love. In this lifetime, as Melissa, I am here to be a spiritual teacher. I am here to teach enlightenment, and it will evolve over my lifetime. It already has, and that is why I am here and why my life matters. One of my gifts, which I developed through all the healing work that I've done and my connection to the divine, is to assist my clients to be in alignment with who they truly are and came here to be. I call these my soul alignment sessions, and you can also get a bit of a taster when you invest in your very own soul's purpose video. This work lights up every part of my being because it is so powerful, transformative, and exponential. I'm able to interpret what it is your soul is wanting you to know, what your soul is wanting you to experience. I let your higher power be able to guide you. Unlike when I worked psychically, I feel I am well and truly realigning you to your power. As a psychic, people in a sense used to give their power away to me. And that is not what I feel is the best use of my ability. I very much work intuitively and on a deep, soulful layer where true shifts occur and what is no longer serving you is released. I believe the answers you seek are already inside of you. And my purpose isn't to predict what's going to happen for you. You are the co-creator of your life. And so I assist you in reclaiming your own internal guidance system and aligning you back to your soul. When I do this work, I see phenomenal results with my clients. They finally feel that they are driving at night with the headlights on. They feel ignited and eager and excited for themselves and their lives. They no longer feel like something is missing and that they are simply existing. Some choose to work with me further and become VIP soulful mentoring clients. And I love that because I can assist them to be in the momentum of their mission and purpose. I love working with my clients on a deep, soulful level. I believe I hold space for my clients so well because I've been to the darkest parts of my life and I have risen from there. I know what it's like and I know what it takes. I know that sometimes you may ask yourself, why did I choose these lessons? What did I come here to do? And it may just make no sense to you as to why you are in your current part of your life that you are in. And I want to reassure you that you are perfectly normal, that everyone feels this way at some point, and that you are exactly where you need to be. What I do encourage you to do is stop driving at night without the headlights on, for that is what you are doing when you don't understand your soul's purpose. I, along with many spiritual teachers, are here to assist you, and you've got to be willing to see with this clarity. I don't know about you, but it's a lot easier to drive at night with the headlights on. Knowing what your soul's purpose is will make life a lot more meaningful. The universe creates with ease, flow, and direction. The universe does not create from chaos, control, and confusion. By being in alignment to your purpose, you give life to passion, the good, and the abundance that is inside of you. I really do see your soul's mission is to experience unconditional love. You have chosen certain skills, talents, and abilities that allow you to interpret and experience unconditional love. And your purpose is simply to share that interpretation of unconditional love with the world in whatever capacity you allow your imagination to do so. Think about what causes you feel strongly about. Is it helping women in abusive relationships, caring for occupants in rest homes, veganism, animal rights, and so on? That can sometimes be an indicator of that pull from your being as to how you are here to be of service to the planet. Also think about what lights you up. Are you an amazing artist? Do you enjoy problem solving? Or maybe do you have a knack for remodeling furniture? All of these things you love or find yourself naturally good at will also be part of how you bring the interpretation of unconditional love to the world. Maybe as a child, you always wanted to be a certain profession. For me, for example, I wanted to be a lawyer and a counselor. I always knew I wanted to help people. I'm a naturally born speaker, so I use my skills of speaking to teach spiritual enlightenment, such as doing this podcast, doing my live and virtual events, and so forth. If I can do my part in aligning you back to you, then you will well and truly transform mankind. I believe when you thrive, we all thrive. I believe it is your divine right to love what you do, to experience your passion and bliss every day, and to be rewarded abundantly for doing so. My vision is to empower you to co-create your dream life. So, what does it actually mean? Well, I'm here to be your cheerleader. I'm here to be your mentor. I'm here to be that reminder of who you truly are when you forget and lose your way a bit and have the wobbles that want to take you back to sabotaging yourself. Many people have said to me that I just don't give them an option to occupy the bullshit and that I hold space for pure love and compassion. I feel I mirror back to you what you truly are. I hope I can show you how the universe sees you. I remember being inspired by the work of Brené Brown when she talks about not getting in the ring and fighting for your limitations. That struck such a heartfelt chord for me because you probably have enough people in your life wanting you to fail, and I ain't ever going to be that person for you. I will not fight for your limitations, but I will fight for your infinite potential. I have no desire in allowing you to keep playing victim and being in a life which is not in alignment with who you truly are and came here to be. I've been there. And now that I'm aligned with my light, with my magnificence, with my power and infinite potential, I will do my best to only ever shine love your way. The world will truly open up to you in ways you could have never imagined when you are in alignment with your soul. You'll start to attract the right people, experiences, and opportunities to co-create your dream life because you'll love what you're doing. You'll feel soulfully satisfied, that feel-good feeling of living your truth. This is, at its fullest, how you truly embody rising with love and being part of assisting others to be part of the collective consciousness to rise with love also. I know you came here to be more than what you are. I know you came here with a purpose to assist humanity, to anchor in love, joy, abundance, peace, and freedom. Your life is invaluable. Yes, your life is invaluable. You are the hope and change someone is praying for right now. And when you're aligned with your soul's purpose, you can well and truly embody the reason you came here to experience life on earth. And I'm so glad you're here. I'm so honored you chose this lifetime, and I'm so proud of you for being on this path of enlightenment. Thank you for joining me and allowing me to live out my purpose as a spiritual teacher. My hope is to meet as many of you as I can. So thank you for being on this journey. Remember to subscribe and share this with anyone you feel would also benefit from hearing this message. You can also head over to my website to find out more and book in your very own soul alignment session. I want to leave you with this message from my heart. Your soul is your compass back to love. Until next time, everyone. Peace, love, and blessings, Melissa.